KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High of 89 today under mainly clear skies, northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Thunderstorms likely tonight, lows around 68, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, highs level off around 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 75.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. The KBI also released its annual crime index report, compiling a look at crime statistics pulled in from across the state. The agency reports a continued decline in total index crime, down 20% from the state's 10-year average. However, violent crime specifically went up more than 7% from 2024 to 2025. More than 13,000 murders, rapes, robberies, and assaults were reported throughout the year. And nurses in Wichita held a one-day strike pushing back against low staffing levels they say create an unsafe environment. The strike had been planned in advance and took place yesterday. It came after two recent incidents at Via Christi St. Joseph, including a suicide in the lobby and a teenager arrested for allegedly threatening a mass shooting. Via Christi says it plans to add weapon scanners at both of its Wichita hospitals next month.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hogs are mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn continue to see some profit taking and spillover from profit taking in crude oil. August beans are down 16 and three quarters, 1176 and a half. September's 15 lower at 1168 and a half. September corn's down 4 at 431. December's 4 and 3 quarters lower at 451 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are seeing technical liquidation ahead of widespread direct business. August live, most active, is down 202 at 235.60. August feeders are 437 lower at 357.67. And adjusting spreads with some lack of clarity about the fundamentals. August hogs are down 117 at 98.52. October's up 30 at 85.82. Brownfield.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
summertime and the heat is on. Before your next road trip, hay run, or day at the lake, stop by Creer's CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit for the parts, tools, and service you need to keep everything running at its best. Feeling the heat in your vehicle? Creer's full-service mechanic shop can help with AC repair and recharging so you can stay cool no matter how high the temperatures climb. And if flies are making life miserable for your cattle, check out the Ranch Rebel 12-volt cattle fogger. It's self-contained, easy to use from your pickup or UTV, and helps keep flies off your herd all summer long. For parts, repairs, AC service, and livestock solutions, count on Creer's CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit. Parts, service, and solutions that work as hard as you do. Call 785-738-3526.
My dad plays in the dirt all day.
Mine gets to use very cool equipment.
My mom says they're not playing, they're building things.
Like concrete work,
metal buildings,
grain storage.
That's Singer Construction.
Family owned and proudly serving North Central Kansas with quality craftsmanship and dependable service. Call Singer Construction today and let them build your next project from the ground up.
The Jewel County Fair is bringing family fun to Mankato July 9th through 12th. Saturday is family fun night at the fair with a bouncy house, water slide, catch an animal, and pedal tractor pull for the kids. Then at 7 o'clock, hold on tight for mutton busting, bull riding, and the Mayfield Horse Company Rodeo. Finish the night with the dance and food trucks, the Jewel County Fair, where the good times grow. See all the info and schedule on the Jewel County Fair Facebook page.
Kansas summers are a perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, and it's important to take care as temperatures rise. Simple steps can make a big difference. Drink plenty of water, take breaks in the shade, and listen to your body. If you start to feel tired, dizzy, or overheated, it's okay to slow down and cool off. And remember, you're not alone. Don't wait. Get medical help fast if you or a loved one feel the effects of extreme heat. Osborne County Memorial Hospital is here to keep you cool, safe, and healthy all summer long.
Katy Country 94.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices have been very elusive this week. Packer inquiry could improve as the day progresses, but it's looking like the bulk of the week's trade is going to hold out until sometime Friday. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for light off. Farang's choice up $1.38 at $3.79.82. Select was $1.10 higher at $3.64.19. At the Windsor Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers were steady to $5 lower despite very good demand and an active market. Heifers were uneven from steady to $5 lower and even $10 higher for a nice offering of 550 to 625 pound heifers. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 663 to 637 pounds, brought $412.50 to $435. Cash hogs are higher at midday with big negotiated purchases. Processors have been a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand remains a large focus for the market. This week's export sales report from the USDA showed a significant decline from last week and the prior four-week average. Mexico remains an excellent market for U.S. pork. Domestic demand could see a boost as the height of summer grilling season is here, and pork's a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 6 cents with a weighted average of 96.95. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 97.98, and the Western Corn Belt was up 73 cents with a weighted average of 97.99. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $41 to $52. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $57 to $67. And pork values were higher at midday, up 74 cents at $98.90. Bellies, hams, picnics, and butts were all up. Loins and ribs were lower and sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it.
Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy, new Kansas State head football coach. Colin Klein joined 580 Sports Talk during Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas, and he discussed some things he learned from being away from Manhattan for a couple seasons that he'll use to be a great head coach.
I think anytime you get out of your comfort zone and a known environment that I've known for a long time, I think there's a lot of benefits. I think there's lots of opportunities to grow very, very quickly. I think there's a lot of new things from just a recruiting, roster management, roster strategy, retention strategies, all of those things I think were elite that obviously had not been exposed to before. But I also think it also confirms a lot of things that you know and a lot of things of who you are and the foundation that has been successful for a very, very long time. And so I think on both sides, it was a very, very unbelievable experience.
K-State opens the season September 5th at home against Nicholls State. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
Mitchell County Fairgrounds Raceway was buzzing with energy Wednesday night as fans packed the grandstands for the 15th annual Chad McDaniel Memorial Race, one of the most anticipated events of the season and a race that has become a staple on the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series schedule. The atmosphere was electric from the moment the gates opened as drivers, crews, and fans gathered to honor the memory of Chad McDaniel Walt, enjoying a night of top-tier racing in Beloit. Before the feature event, KD Country 94's Lydia Hausch caught up with local car owner Corey Joyner from Concordia, who spoke about the transition from driver to car owner and how the last couple races have gone for them.
You are an owner now. How's it feeling being out of the race car?
You know, it feels pretty good. I got out of it because I'm heavier, and these cars, you really need a light driver in there, and we're shaving pounds, finding a tenth of a second anywhere we can. So, you know, I reached out to Kyle a couple years ago, watched him, did my research on him, and I mean, put him in anything and he can drive it. You know, he'll make it work. And me and him have created a really good bond here recently. I've had some good runs, you know, going against the competition that we're running, and I really enjoy it. I mean, I honestly don't miss driving the cars as much as you would think, but I love it. I mean, regardless, especially this week right here, you know, if I could be within 4 hours from home to race a midget, it's awesome. 15 minutes, 20 minutes from Concordia, you know, it's a lot of fun. I felt like we've had cars here that are worthy of a podium, so I'm excited for it.
Well, you guys have been doing amazing last night. I heard you won the heat race, finished 12th overall. How are you feeling about tonight's race?
This one's always kind of a toss-up, you know. Sweet Springs last night, we really good. We got a different motor in, and they're doing a few different things. And this one's got a little bit more bottom end of it. So a little nervous for tonight because we're kind of up in the air with gear, you know. These stealth motors have been a belt or a Beloit. And so we're kind of scratching our head wondering if we need to, you know, offset the gear with the problems we had yesterday. So that's why I told Kyle, I said, we'll do what you got to do to win. We'll figure it out later, you know, and we've been good. All bets are off for this week. I told him, I said, do what you got to do. We'll say our sorries later, or we'll fix the car later. We've got, you know, we got other parts of the shop.
Joyner's driver Kyle Jones started mid-pack and was making gains early, but midway through the feature, Jones slid off the racing surface, ending his hopes for a memorable hometown victory. Jones recovered to finish 20th. Lydia also visited with Cody Brewer, who has become a familiar face in Beloit over the past several years. Brewer helps with track preparation and the operational side of the Chad McDaniel Memorial Race each year. He spoke with the importance of of the event and what it means to play a role in honoring Chad's legacy through one of the premier midget races in the country.
That means a lot. I raced with Chad for years. Chad and his crew guy, Nate LaBarge, was good friends of mine. We were kind of the only guys from the Midwest that would travel and race with USAC. So I got to know Chad, you know, back in 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, spent a lot of time on the road because we'd go to Pennsylvania or Indiana or Ohio or Arizona, and we were kind of traveling together. So I got to know Nate a lot, you know, really well, and Chad really well at the time. And so then when Chad passed, you know, it kind of hit hard. I kind of slowed down racing about that time anyways, but it was interesting because Trevor was, he was about, I don't know, 80 years old or something at the time, and Taylor was a little bitty thing. We raced hard together, and he was a good guy, and it's an honor to get to help with this race for Trevor and Trish and Taylor. So just to be able to help the family and honor Chad. And
series regular Justin Grant also took time to speak with Lydia before the night's feature. Grant discussed his season to this point and how the Chad McDaniel Memorial has grown into one of the races drivers circle on the calendar each year.
So how's your season been so far this year?
It's been fair. It's had some trials here and there, but I've been pretty fortunate and pretty spoiled over the years. So still good by most standards, but we've had a little struggles here and there.
So what are you most excited about for tonight's race?
This Mitchell County Fairgrounds is it puts on a good race. Always an awesome crowd here in Beloit, and love coming out here and racing in front of these crowds. They're always amped up and excited. USAC's done a good job of embedding it into the midget culture, and he's a midget racer like the rest of us, and so that makes him kind of makes him part of the family, whether you know him or not. And so it's awesome to come out and be able to race in his honor. And like I said, USAC's done a good job of kind of embedding it into all of our culture, whether we knew him or not.
When the green flag dropped, Grant backed up those words with a strong performance, spending the entire feature inside the top four before finishing fourth. When it came time for the feature, Jacob Denny proved to be the class of the field. After positioning himself near the front, Denny took control over the final 15 laps and drove away to claim the prestigious Chad McDaniel Memorial victory. Cannon McIntosh crossed the line second, followed by Cale Drake in third, Justin Grant in fourth, and Jacob Boxall rounding out the top five. Following the checkered flag, Lydia had the opportunity to visit with Trish McDaniel. She talked about how amazing the community of Beloit has been and how amazing the Mitchell County Fairgrounds Raceway crew did at track prep. She reflected on what the event has become over the last 15 years and how much it continues to mean to the McDaniel family.
What does it mean to you to come back to this race, Trish?
It means the world to me. Every year that we come back, it's so amazing. Everybody shows up, supports it. They support the kids. They support me. They support everything that meant the world to Chad. This, at the end, Chad always said, hey, crazy, this track's kind of small, but it's one of my favorite tracks ever. And I thought, for a track this size, how would you love that? And he loved this track, and so it means the world to me that he can actually look down on us all and realize that we are living his memory and everything that would mean the world to him today.
So what do you think of tonight's races so far?
It has been so much fun, and the kids are kind of doing a lot for the race, so I sit back and watch it all, and it's kind of weird, but it has been a great show. Like, the races have been great. The track has been amazing. I know what goes into track prep, and whatever they've done in the past few months to make this the way it is tonight, they nailed it, because it has been a really, really, really racy track. So.
Well, definitely, we got to talk to them earlier tonight, and I got goosebumps talking to you, Trish. So congratulations on the great turnout. So glad to see you here tonight, and so glad to live Chad's memory out in racing. So.
It has been amazing. Thanks so much, and thank you to the community, like, for Beloit to have this race here. Like, everybody here supports it, and it has been so much fun. So thank you to everyone that has helped make this continue, because it means the world to Trevor, Taylor, and me. So thank you.
Become master of the hay windrow with Vermeer R2300 and R2800 twin rakes. Maximize sweeping action on these twin rakes mean a fast crop dry down and minimal dirt in your hay. Getting from field to field is convenient with narrow transport widths, and maintenance time is minimized with durable rubber-mounted tines. Optimal bales come from optimal windrows. Optimal windrows start with Vermeer R-Series rakes. See your local hay and forage experts at Winkle Manufacturing in Glen Elder. Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality. Wakanda Boats in Kansas and Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Starcraft fishing pontoons, Harris Lounger pontoons, and the aluminum and fiberglass Lund fishing boat, sure to make memories on the water to last a lifetime. Boats in stock and ready to order. 180-month in-house financing available. Rebates and military discounts available now. Call or stop in one of our locations to learn more. Wakanda Boats carries a large lineup of fishing gear, boat gear, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Over 65 or turning 65 soon? Medicare doesn't have to be confusing. Alicia and Denise at Strother Insurance are here to cut through the clutter, explain your options, and help you choose the plan that's right for you. Wanting to make sure your family is taken care of when you're gone? From Medicare supplements and final expense coverage to individual and group health insurance, they'll make the process easy to understand. Skip the stress and ignore those scam calls. Call Strother Insurance today at 282-8151 or stop by 301 South Main in Smith Center.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.